I want to say over a piece from the Gra on the Parsha, on the Psukim, where it says, "V'yisem li segula mikol ha'amim." So it says, "V'yisem li segula mikol ha'amim." So there's the pasuk that says, it's a little frustrating because this version of the sefer is not the same one that I have in my house. So there's a little bit of a different version. But regardless, let's pull up the psukim. So you see these are very important psukim leading up to Matan Torah. Okay. And it says like this. Okay, so here it says like this. It says Ve'ata. Now, Im Shemaya Tishmau Bekoili Ushmartim Es Brisi Ve'isem Li Segula Mikol Amim Kili Kol Aretz. Okay, so you should listen to my voice. Ve'atim Tiuli Mamachas Kehanim Vegoi Kadosh, and I want you to be Mamachas Kehanim Vegoi Kadosh. So what happened over here in this pasuk? Hashem is coming up, it's Har Sinai, and Moshe Allah Elohim, Moshe went up, and he says, this is what you should tell them. I'm going to take care of you, and you will be Yisem li segula mikol ha'amim, ki li kol ha'aretz. So what's this Yisem li segula? So the Gra said over, in Masechtas Brachos, he writes that in fact, this moment when he says to Klal Yisrael, "V'yisem li segula mikol ha'amim," is a moment where "V'yisem li segula mikol ha'amim" is a moment where Klal Yisrael is mekabel the Torah. They were mekabel the Torah. I will take care of you. Then he says the Klal Yisrael is mekabel Torah three times. One is when they said Yisem Yisakul Mekol Amim. One is when he says Maimar Sinai, and one is by the Bris, by Arvus Moya before they came to Eretz Yisrael. Three times. Why do you need three times? So he says these are connected to the three brachas that we say in every morning. One time we say Shabbach Abonim Mekol Amim. Shabbach Abonim Mekol Amim. Benasan Lanu Es Teirasa is the next one. Baruch Atah Hashem Noisen HaTeira. So three mentions of Torah. Asher bachar banu mikol ha'amim. Hashem, you chose us. The next one is v'nasan lanu es Torah asay. Baruch atah Hashem noisein ha'Torah. Right? Okay. So the Zakta Gra, those three mentions are connected to these three. V'yisem li segula mikol ha'amim, that you are my treasured nation. That's what this means. You will be my treasured possession. A segula is a treasure. You are my treasured people. That we say a bracha every day. Asher bachar banu mikol ha'amim. When did Hashem choose us? When did Hashem make a special in this statement when he says v'yisem li segula mikol ha'amim? Then it says v'nasan lanu es Torah asay. Hashem, you gave us the Torah. That's by Maimar Sinai. Baruch atah Hashem noisen ha'Torah. That's by Maimar Sinai. That's by Arvus Moya. Hashem gave the Torah the third time. Okay, question is, what's the difference between the second and the third time? So Hashem gives us the Torah in this week's parasha, then Moshe Rabbeinu gives it again. At the end of the 40 years, he teaches over everything over again.
Up to we realize
about it. So what's the significance? Not to grow. This giving over of the Torah at Sinai was primarily the Torah Shebichsav, the written Torah. When Moshe Rabbeinu explained it to Klal Yisrael again at the end of the 40th year, that was the Kabbalah of Torah Shebichsav. That was the completion of the giving of the Torah with all the explanations, with all the Torah Shebichsav, and with all that which Hashem explained to Moshe. This is what you have to do. This is how you keep it. This is how you do everything. Okay? So that was another level of Nesinas HaTorah. So Hashem first gave the Torah at Sinai, then he gave it with the Tosha Baal Peh. Says the Gra. Those are the three levels of Birkas HaTorah we say every morning. Asher Bachar Banu Mikol HaAmim, Hashem, you chose us. Okay, very nice. Hashem, you chose us. Asher Bachar Banu Mikol HaAmim. Unas Anlanu Es Torah Asai. Then you gave us the Torah at Sinai. Baruch Hashem, Noisin HaTorah, you give us again Torah Shabbal Peh at Arvas Moyav. That's the third one. But the Gra makes a Diak. He says, the second level is Asher Bachar Banu Mikol HaAmim, Unas Anlanu. You gave it. Baruch Atah Hashem, Noisein is you're giving it now. Why the switch between past tense and present tense? Says Zagra, because Tershit Miksav is a past tense type of thing. You gave the term. It's fixed. It's there. You've got a, it's a finite thing. You gave it. Noisein HaTorah. Hashem, you're giving the Torah now. Tershit Baal Peh is dynamic, it's Torah Chaim, it adds every time. Torah Shabbal Peh, there are new things every single day in Torah Shabbal Peh. And every single day in all that, Hashem, you're giving us more, you're giving us more Torah. So, what Moshe Rabbeinu said over our pasuk, build a sukkah. Now you have a machlokes. Is there two walls or three walls? Three walls or four walls? Both of those that are Torah. Now Torah just got bigger because now there's two pshatim in the sukkah. Now there's a Rashi and a Tosfos on the Manda Amar that says three walls, and there's a Rashi and a Tosfos on the four walls. Now Torah got bigger. Now there's a Marsha on the Rashi, and there's a Maram on the Tosfos, and now everything's getting bigger. And then I'm sitting, and you're sitting with your chavrusa, and you're trying to understand the Rashi and the Maram and the Marsha and the Shmuel Rozovsky and the Rav Shach, and the you're trying to understand it, and the Rabbi Kiva Yair. So now the Torah is getting bigger, and every day that that's happening, there's a Nesinas HaTorah happening again. So the Torah Shabbal Peh is getting bigger, and that's the Noisei HaTorah, and you're giving the Torah constantly. And that's all Merubah. So this week's parsha, we're going to learn about Kabbalas HaTorah. That's the Kabbalas HaTorah Shemiksav. That's a one-time, quote-unquote, event. But the Torah Shabbal Peh, that's a constant thing that's going on. And that's Noisei HaTorah. Okay? Now, V'yisem li'segul mikol ha'amim, there's another piece here from the Gra. He says that Hashem says, we are his segula. We are his treasure people. Now, the problem is, what's a treasure? A treasure is something that you didn't have. You found it. You've got it. You got it as a gift. It's something special. And you keep it in a special place. So the question is, what does it mean we're his segula? What do we have to offer Hashem that's special? Why are we treasure people? Everything belongs to Hashem anyway. So if the whole world belongs to Hashem anyway, how are we his segula? What makes us special? What makes it a treasure? What makes it that it's not, it's something that unique to Hashem? It says the Gra, unbelievable pshat. It says, Oitzar Chochmi Yiras Hashem. Talks about it. He says, there's one thing that Hashem does not have. There's one thing that we can give Hashem that he does not have before, which is our Bechira. The choice that we have. Hashem gives us the ability to choose. He gives us the choice. And that's the Yiras Hashem. And that's the Koch Bechira. And there's a Kol B'Di Hashemayim. Everything's up to Hashem. Puts me Yiras Hashemayim, except for the ability to choose and to have Yiras Hashemayim. That's not B'Yad Hashem. So when Hashem says, you're my treasure, what it means is, what about you is my treasure? The Yiras Hashemayim that you provide. The Bechira to choose good, that is what you're providing to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what he treasures. What he treasures is that he can't do that. He has to get it from us. There's only one thing in this world that he has to get from us, and that's our Bechira, our choice, our ability to choose. And the second that we choose, we're giving it to Hashem to be a segula. That's the Gra says. That's what it's referring to specifically. When it says, you're the segula of Hashem, you're the treasured people of Hashem, specifically referring to this part. Okay? So I hope that was clear. 2 points on Nisim and segula. One is the Asher Baruch Rabbanu, and the Nisim HaTorah is the Tereshu Baal Peh. Nosan Lama Satara is Tereshu B'Ksav. And then furthermore, that the segula is specifically the Hashemayim, because that's what we are giving to Hashem. He didn't have before. And that's the treasure that Hashem waits to get from us, that he puts away in his treasure house. And that's the segula. Okay?
Thank you.
Everybody. Have a good Shabbos.
Okay.
Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you.
Shabbat Shalom. Thank you.